Support comes from Mosby Building Arts, creating bathrooms for daily rejuvenation. More at callmosby.com.
Welcome to St. Louis on the Air. I'm Sarah Fenske. The tech company Readout Health was founded in San Francisco, but it recently set up shop in Midtown St. Louis. And last week, Readout Health launched its first medical device. It's called BioSense. Here to tell us all about it is Readout Health CEO Jim Howard. Jim, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
So Jim, tell us about this BioSense device. What does it do?
The BioSense device is the first non-invasive way to check your ketones, or the level that you're burning fat in your body. So it does it through breath, which is very easy to do. And more importantly, it actually checks that throughout the day, so you can see what your metabolic response is based on the foods that you have, the exercise that you do. So it's the first way to really see that.
So who would need to check their ketones?
Well, I think you hear a lot about the keto diet primarily. So those folks are checking their ketones typically with blood, but really any weight loss or weight management program where you want to know the degree that you're burning fat, how deep you're into that state of ketosis, those would be the typical users or consumers initially.
And it's just as simple as breathing into this thing?
It's as simple as breathing into that. You'll have higher clarity of where your metabolic journey is through the day by breathing into it probably 5 or 6 times per day.
And so just to do sort of a periodic check, what stage am I in now? That's right.
So when your body converts to a state of burning fat instead of burning carbs for energy, you can see by the number on this device that you're in that state and how deep you're in that state. So the keto diet's a low-carb, high-fat diet, but I mean, it could be Weight Watchers. You're burning fat, and using a scale to check that is not a very effective way. So because you don't know what's happening on a on a bi-meal basis. So this provides that. So it's highly, highly accurate, and it gives them much more intelligence so you could adhere to your diet or protocol.
I understand this also may have some function for diabetics. Why might they be caring about this?
Yeah, it's interesting. The diabetics and probably another dozen chronic diseases are currently being treated, or at least in investigational studies and clinical trials, using ketosis or that state of fat burn. And diabetics primarily are being treated. Actually, diabetes can be put in remission. There's a company in San Francisco called Virta Health, for example, and they treat diabetics with nutritional ketosis or the keto diet. So it has great results, gets them off their meds. The device itself is not indicated for the treatment, but there'll be a lot of diabetics, obviously, that go on the keto diet and need to track that. They don't want to prick their finger 5 times a day. So that's what's happening right now.
So we're also joined today by Mary Dinkle. Now, she's a local woman who got to try the BioSense device. I understand it was part of a medical trial, and she has some thoughts on how all this works. So, Mary Dinkle, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you.
So what got you interested in giving this a try?
I've been doing keto for the last 3 years, and I've been doing the pricking of my finger, which is very painful.
So for a diet, you've literally been having to prick your finger to get a blood sample?
Well, it's considered like biohacking. So I want to see what can throw me out of ketosis. And by having this where you just breathe into it, BioSense, I don't have to prick my finger. I can do it multiple times through the day because the blood strips are very expensive.
Oh, okay. Like how expensive are we talking?
Just depends if you buy them in bulk, but I'd say $1 to $1.50.
Okay.
The range.
And this might be something you'd want to do 5 or 6 times a day.
Yeah. So sometimes you can only do it once. And sometimes when you're putting... It's almost like the glucose meters. It's a little strip you put in. Sometimes you get a false reading. So now you've wasted $1, $1.50, and you're kind of like, ah. But besides pricking your finger.
It just seems like maybe not the funnest thing to do nonstop throughout the day.
But it's great to see your number. It's great to see what food can take you out of ketosis. We're eating out at restaurants a lot, and everyone's saying it's keto friendly. But then all of a sudden they're sneaking some carbs and some sugar, and then it can throw you out. And I function better, on a keto diet.
And can you tell, do you feel like your body is giving you warning signs of you're falling out of ketosis here, or you literally would not know that unless you've done the blood prick or breathed into this device?
You know by what you're eating sometimes, but it's such an encourager to keep in it. Mm-hmm. And it's almost a fun game to be like, oh, I like having my numbers at a certain level, and it works best with my body. And you can make it an individual effort towards your wellness. And that's what I use it for.
So, Jim, this sounds like this whole idea of biohacking. This is somebody who's sort of figuring out how their body works in a way that some of us slackers may have never previously thought about monitoring it on this level.
That's right.
Is this diet is a big deal?
Well, it's huge. That intermittent fasting, for example, they kind of go hand in hand in creating ketones. I mean, any weight loss protocol, you're burning fat typically or trying to burn fat. So you'll know how effective that is just based on the number of ketones that you have, and that's what we show. It's really interesting because you have a lot of folks that are performance athletes that were in our clinical trial. They're using the keto diet for performance reasons. You have your longevity-focused individuals. They tend to be older males that are going on the ketogenic diet or tracking low levels of ketones. So the bottom line is everybody's response to food is different. So a banana to you is different than a banana to me. And until you start to check that and see what your ketone levels are doing, you know how effective it is to hit your goal. And we let you set your own goals for ketone levels. And you see it, the little ring filling in all day as you take your measurement. So it's pretty fun.
I can see how this could become absolutely addictive to be breathing into this thing.
It is.
Do you
it
have
is,
people
yes.
who are just all day long, just breath, breath, breath?
I'm one of them.
So you use this yourself?
I do. So we have a ketogenic household. My wife did it after our second child, and I do it for inflammation. So it has a big impact on energy, inflammation, and it's goes well beyond weight loss. It's weight management. And, you know, the human body was built to actually burn ketones, not carbohydrates. So it's going back to kind of our paleo days, like the paleo diet, as you hear.
You guys are making a very persuasive argument. I can't say I've ever thought about this before, but my wheels are turning. Mary, you were in this clinical trial. It sounds like you really liked using this device. What happens now that the trial's over?
Well, we had to give back the device, and now they're giving us a new one, so I'm excited. I should get it December 30th. And I'm excited. I've encouraged my friends to buy one because I'd like to, you know, discuss it with them and see what throws us out of ketosis. And again, it's just an encourager to be the best I can be. And brain health is so great with ketosis. You think much clearer. I can get up much easier. My energy is back. And I can tell the holidays are tough. You get to drink and you get to have some carbs and cookies. It's not as much fun. You know, it lasts only for a little bit, but being in ketosis is fabulous.
That gives you the longer high than, a sugar rush.
Yes.
You had mentioned that part of what you liked about this was you weren't going to have to spend, say, $6 a day on these strips that you were previously doing. I imagine, though, there is more of an investment up front. Jim, what's the pricing of this product at this point?
Yeah, so the product starts shipping right at the end of this year, just in time for that January commitment. And it's $299 for the device itself. The device can be used by itself. It shows you your ketone levels, but it's got a mobile app that shows your progress and your daily trend to see where your metabolic journey is.
So once you get that device, you're not having to pay for the reports or anything like that.
No.
That's sort of the one expense up front.
No, it's one expense up front.
So Jim, bigger picture, this company Readout Health, I understand that you formed this company because of this device. You were so excited about the possibilities here. Tell us a little bit about how this company came together and how you ended up deciding, let's base our operations in St. Louis.
Sure. There were two brothers, one in San Francisco, one at the University of Toronto, where we have significant operations right now. And they were developing this over the past 2 years, initially for type 1 diabetics, for pediatrics. And then the type 2 diabetic need became very, very apparent with some partners of ours. But the bottom line is the majority of consumers and patients being treated with nutritional ketosis, they're in the consumer space, the vast majority. So I happen to have a keto household, and I recognized, I certainly had a hypothesis that my wife's once-a-day measurements, there's no way that those are going to be reflective of her whole day. And we've just proven that in our clinical trial, and that's kind of the disruptive thing that we've brought to the table. But I got involved from a consulting perspective through BioGenerator, who's been very gracious with grants to support us.
And tell us what BioGenerator
is. Sure. BioGenerator is the investment arm and consulting arm, essentially, of BioSTL. So you hear a lot about BioSTL. And they were actively involved in the formation of the company around the technology. So the technology was pretty much built. We decided that it'd be great to have the company here take advantage of some unfair things like grants. Our Washington University, for example, we just signed a broad research agreement, and we are kicking off some of that this morning. So that very exciting news to share later on. But it's critical. I mean, there are there are over 80 clinical trials using nutritional ketosis. So the future of the company is to get much more deeply involved beyond the general consumer and be more involved with the clinical components of this and deeper clinical indications. And that's the technology built within the device that can support that.
And you see this as eventually being something where, say, an insurance plan would cover?
It's interesting. It's certainly is a potential for that. There's a lot of different ways that this could come into play, and we have that in our strategy long term. But right now, the consumer demand for something that could be used throughout the day is just way beyond the ability for us to support that with a number of devices.
You can't even keep up with the orders as they are.
Well, we'll know. We'll know in January, but we're launching at a curious time when the need is the highest. So
you feel like you're going to be busy.
I think we're going to be fine, yeah.
So is it fair to say at this point that this is sort of a one-device company, or do you see yourself bringing on a bunch of other things in the next year or two?
The ability for us to, at a clinical level, we take a very deep lung sample, and that's the key thing with the technology itself. And that means any type of compound in your breath. So yes, to answer your question directly, we will support other compounds in your breath. This first one is ketone or breath acetone.
So the fact you can test this technology could well apply
absolutely
to many other things.
Platform to other clinical opportunities.
Give me an example. What's something that, hypothetically speaking, one might be able to figure out from breath?
Yeah, certainly there's information on your gut biome, information on like ammonia in your breath, for example. Would be a great biomarker to track for in-home dialysis patients.
Oh, okay.
So they don't have to go to the clinic to take their, certain measurements. So there's a lot of, use cases for the technology to take that deep lung sample. And that's really key because that's where it's concentrated and similar to other measurements like blood.
Okay. So it sounds like there's going to be lots of room for this company to grow.
Yeah. Initially the consumer space, then clinical.
And Mary, I know you're super excited. So you'll be getting your device, you think, in January?
Yeah. Okay. I think so.
And
I'm
you'll move away from pricking your finger and
move away.
These
no
are exciting
pain.
Times for people on the keto diet.
Yes. I'm excited.
So, Jim Howard, if people want more information about how to get this product, where would you send them to?
To mybiosense.com. And you can certainly follow us, MyBiosense, on Instagram and Facebook, where there's a lot of clinical reactions to this, too. And some of the key opinion leaders in the clinical space are making comments, so it's great.
Okay, and those are good comments, it sounds
They're good
like.
Comments initially, yeah. Very, very good.
Well, Jim Howard, CEO of Readout Health, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
And Mary Dinkle, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU.
Support comes from Gemma, architects, planners, and designers seeking to bring joy to their clients and communities. Details at jemastl.com.